It was a rocky day on the Australian share market as investors re-evaluated the fallout from the first US interest rate rise in nearly a decade. By the close, the All Ordinaries Index managed a gain of about 0.1%, as did the ASX 200 Index. The major miners were down as commodity prices kept falling. CapCharge dropped nearly 5% as fund managers sold out of the company. Seven West Media was among the best performers. Across the region, it is a negative session after Japan's central bank kept interest rates on hold. Spot gold prices are pushing higher. Crude oil prices slipped another 1.9% in the US overnight. And a surge in the US dollar overnight sent other major currencies lower, including the Australian dollar. But it is recovering a little now to 71.37 US cents. Australians are paying substantially less income tax than a decade ago, even as bracket creep gradually erodes previous cuts. Economists at Canberra University's NatSem unit found households are around $31.5 billion better off since 2004-2005 due to tax cuts than they would have been if tax brackets were simply indexed to inflation. The findings show that the effects of bracket creep have been more than erased by income tax cuts over the past decade. The report also shows that bracket creep is unlikely to erode these gains over the next 4 years.